Cheyenne attorney, Campbell County native, and former State Representative Mary Throne says she is running for governor to hopefully change Wyoming's thinking when it comes to the economy. She says Wyoming can continue to have a thriving energy economy and not be a boom and bust state. Throne, a Democrat, says that lawmakers have made the boom and bust a self-fulfilling prophecy.
You know, from a fiscal point of view, we start making cuts that hurt the things that will help us grow the economy of the future. Most recently, another motivator for me getting into the race was the education discussion. This idea that the education system that we've worked so hard on for years and we're seeing success, that we're going to dismantle that and somehow that helps us build the economy of the future. We make decisions, and I still say we, even though I'm not in the legislature anymore, but our elected leaders make decisions that put us in a worse position. You know, we don't invest in our communities. We don't invest in our infrastructure. We cut education spending, and then we expect businesses to want to locate here.
Is it bringing businesses from the outside? Is it growing businesses here? What's your thoughts on that?
I think it's both. You know, but first of all, I'm running to be governor, you know, to run the state of Wyoming. And I think before we can attract businesses, we have to get our fiscal house in order. We have to basically blow up how we manage our money and start over. What do we want government to do? What money do we have? And in terms of stabilizing revenue, we need to stabilize our income flows from our permanent funds. And then we have to talk about if there are gaps and how we fill those gaps. Because if we don't have a stable economy, we're not going to be able to attract business. But on the business front, I would first reach out to, I don't know, maybe 50 current businesses in Wyoming and ask them what we need to grow their business, because we can grow the economy by focusing on existing businesses. And since I started this, I've had the privilege of running into and meeting some tremendous small successful business people across the state who've been doing amazing things to diversify their business. They might have started out in the energy sector, but they're doing things to diversify their own businesses. And we need to talk to those people and find out what is government's role in helping them succeed. And then I'd want to reach out to, you know, 50 businesses outside the state and try and persuade them to come here.
Are you a fan of Endow at all?
I like Endow. I think it could generate some good ideas. But my concern with Endow is that it's sort of outsourcing decisions that government leaders need to make, or it could be viewed as that way. It doesn't relieve elected officials of doing their jobs. And also what I'm concerned about is, and you know this because you've been in the state for a long time, we've done things like Endow before many times. The problem is, we don't implement them.
And I know that's a fear with this right now.
Yes.
It must have been, though, a good sign to see at least a couple of their ideas get adopted this year.
No, that was good.
Yeah.
But again, if we don't express a willingness to change, and I think we also need Endow now, mm-hmm. Our problems are more immediate. There are near-term problems, midterm, and long-term problems.
Mary Throne visiting with us. She's your Democratic candidate for governor. I want to ask you then about that revenue picture. Are we talking about taxes?
I think anybody's lying to you and to the public if they say we can grow our economy without broadening our tax base. It's just not sustainable. 70% of our revenue comes from selling commodities, coal, oil, and natural gas. And they are all facing extreme market challenges going forward. And we can't control those markets, but we can control our decisions. And so I think we have to look at broadening our tax base, because if we bring in a lot of new business, if we landed, for example, the headquarters of Google in Wyoming, we would not be ahead, because we'd have to educate the children of those employees. And we would still be relying on mineral revenue to accomplish that.
And that goes to an interesting point, and you and I actually have talked about this before, but I would like you to discuss this. So to get maybe on more even footing with taxes, what would that take?
Well, again, going back to how I'd approach the problem, I would start not even waiting till I was inaugurated, but the day after the election, maybe give myself a few hours to
enjoy myself.
But we have to, again, talk about fundamentally what do we need to do to maintain basic public services in the state? What do we need government to do? And we have to bring the communities into that discussion, because we have to find reliable, stable sources of revenue for our communities and our small towns that are the heart and soul of Wyoming. So it's really not an us versus them thing like it has been at the legislature for the last several years. And then we have to figure out what we have. And you know that revenue in the state is hidden in a variety of places, and it's not easy for the public to grasp all of that. So I think I'd want to, simplify our revenue picture just to explain it to the public. Where's all this money going? And kind of put it in all in one place so we can see where we are. And then you have to talk about how do you fill in the gaps. And we need to focus on taxes that are fair and equitable and competitive. I've asked business people who are not currently taxed very much, what do they say about new taxes? And, it's a basic answer. No one wants to pay more in taxes. But they understand that they pay taxes to get services. And they just want a competitive tax structure. And they want certainty. One problem we have, I think, attracting business is our revenue stream is so volatile. New businesses can't predict what to expect when they come. So, regulatory certainty and tax certainty are both important to businesses.
Mary Throne, again, chatting with us. I want to talk to you about a couple of other things while we have a couple minutes left. One is the area of healthcare, just an ongoing discussion that we've had in this state to try and get healthcare services. And you talk about recruiting businesses. A big thing for them is to make sure that you have doctors and healthcare services in communities. How do we solve this? Or at least start addressing it?
We have to start addressing it. You're absolutely right. Healthcare is a necessity. It's a necessity for businesses. Small businesses will not start if they can't provide healthcare for themselves and their families. The first thing, the lowest hanging fruit, is Medicaid expansion. I can't tell you how many people I've heard stories about as I travel across the state. Medicaid expansion is still an excellent deal for the state of Wyoming, would cover approximately 20,000 people. It would help stabilize our insurance rates. But then we probably need to look into more innovative things to stabilize our insurance rates, emphasizing telehealth to reduce our costs. There are a variety of things. And also, working with governors from other states to deal with the federal issues. Governors Hickenlooper and Kasich sent a bipartisan letter to Congress last summer identifying a number of policy objectives that they thought were important. And it was a bipartisan letter signed by Republicans and Democrats from across the country. I'd want to participate in those efforts as well. And not be afraid to get involved at that level.
Can I take you back to Medicaid expansion and ask you, would you take, so my guess is to get anything through the legislature, you would have to have a Wyoming plan. We actually did have a plan a few years back. What would our plan have to look like, do you think, that you could buy off on and then we could finally provide services to the people?
We would need a pretty simple plan to make it cost effective. For Wyoming, to have it fit into our existing Medicaid system. The federal government has given states more flexibility. I am personally do not believe that a work requirement really helps. But if I have to compromise on that, if I have to compromise on something of a copay for the people who receive the services to get it through, which I think was part of the last plan that I remember, I think that those are all reasonable policy points to discuss. When you show people the numbers, if you can get people to stop focusing on it as a political issue and to just talk about the numbers, then Medicaid expansion has a lot of popularity. It's why the county commissioners supported it, the business community supported it, the chambers of commerce supported it. Those are not wild-eyed liberal organizations.
One maybe last topic for you is we're starting to once again having to send prisoners out of state because we have overcrowded prisons. And we've been talking about sentence reform. We've been talking about juvenile justice reform. We've been talking about a lot of reforms for a lot of years, and nothing has ever come to pass. What might address this problem in a way that we can finally start moving forward and start dealing with some of these issues?
Well, we have a lot of excellent professionals in state government who've made some reasonable proposals over the years. I think from talking to them, one area is, you know, enhanced drug treatment. A lot of people who end up violating their probation and going back, or people who end up in prison are there for drug-related offenses. So let's deal with that issue. That is sort of the biggest chunk, I think, to approach in criminal justice reform, whether that means more enhanced probation or maybe sending people back to prison but with better substance abuse treatment and then getting them out. You know, we want people to succeed, but, you know, look at what the cause of the problem is. And in Wyoming, that's the cause. Also, you know, a problem we have at the penitentiary is we don't pay people enough and we can't keep employees. And so then we can't house the prisoners. That is just absolutely ridiculous. And that's a problem we have to fix, too.
We'll talk more with you down the road, Mary Throne. She's a Democratic candidate for governor. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Bob.